Braun Strowman, the monster among men. And you're listening to the Pop Culture Podcast with your host, Rob!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very legit episode of the BCP. I'm excited for this one, and please welcome to the show, ahead of her match this Saturday at Goddesses of War, Hallowed Ground, against our friend Christina Marie. Please welcome to the show, along with her manager, Mr. Gino Gotz, hands down one of the fastest rising stars in the business today, number 70 in the PWI Top 100 Women's Wrestlers on the Planet. Please welcome to the show, Ms. Layla Hirsch. What's up, guys? How are you?
Hello.
Who's friends with Christina Marie?
I mean, you know, we support all the goddesses on the show. Look, I'm a journalist. I have to be, you know, kind of impartial and all that kind of stuff.
You gotta kiss everybody's ass just to make sure that, you know.
It's okay.
You're annoying me already.
Oh boy, I can tell this is going to be a fun one. But guys, thank you for a few minutes of your time. First and foremost, 2020 has been super, super crazy. How are you guys? How's the family? How's everyone doing over there?
You want to go first?
They're breathing.
Oh. Oh boy.
Oh wow, this is going to be. I'm sorry.
No, don't be.
Talk about my family. Would they ever be?
Oh,
being
boy.
Nice, being generous.
I'm not used to people being nice.
That's true.
I don't want to get in trouble here, but I hope everyone's safe and well, first and foremost. Now, Layla, I did want to ask you this. You have a matchup against Christina Marie, who may or may not be my friend, but she has been killing it in Goddesses. Statistically, talking purely statistically, she is number one contender for a triple threat match for the Goddesses title moving forward. She's been putting on a lot of show stealing matches. She had a great cage match with Holiday. I'm just calling it like it is, you know. Layla, what are your thoughts going into this match versus the likes of a Christina Marie?
I mean, good for her. That's awesome, but I don't care.
Do you know why she's beating everybody in Titan? Because Layla hasn't made her debut yet.
I mean,
ask Christina Marie who the last person to make her tap out was. Pretty sure it was this one in Brooklyn.
I respect Christina Marie. I'm glad that she's been successful, but yeah, I don't care.
It's over.
I just show up, kick ass, you know? But, you know, I'm sure it'll be a good fight.
Christina will be lucky if she's able to make the next Titan show if her arm is dislocated from her socket.
Wow, this is awesome. Well, I think this could has the potential to be a show-stealing match, hands down, like we always say here on the BCP. The real winners, the fans. I know you love that, Gino.
Every one of them.
Oh, there it is. So, Layla, just to, not to be cliche, but to rewind a little bit, you know, I remember you watching you know, very early, like standalone wrestling and seeing you at these big conventions that we had in New Jersey, all these kind of things. And you've come so far in such a short amount of time. Like, what do you attribute to this fast rise? What, you have an opinion here, Gino, I see.
Yeah, watching the short stuff, all right?
What's that?
Use your words wisely.
Oh,
watch the short stuff.
Yeah, you call me that all the time.
I can.
You little asshole. No.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're fine. To be honest, I think, like, I've gotten very fortunate and, like, lucky because, like, I got to go to Germany. And, like, I think to me, like, that was a high-pressure situation. And then I'm getting there, man. I'm getting there. And then, like, being in Japan for 3 months with the top company, Stardom, man, that was a really good experience, like, a lot of learning there, but I don't know, like, I've been very fortunate to have gotten such opportunities, like, at this time, you know, I hope that helps you, with the answer, you know.
That's a great answer. And, you know, we see, like, I saw you start now, and even back then you were great. You've had this great wave of momentum. We have people on the show, the likes of, like, Tommy Musa comes on. Oh, check out, you got to check out Layla. I'm like, yeah, we know Layla. Like, it's fantastic. Everyone's a fan. You're doing great things right now. Obviously you have this match at Goddesses coming up. I guess real quick, I wanted to ask you, who were kind of like your influences growing up in the business? Did you like watch as a kid or anything like that?
So I didn't know what independent wrestling was. I just grew up watching WWE. So, like, with WWE, it was, like, my number one was Jeff Hardy.
That's my dude.
You know? But like once I got like once I discovered independent wrestling, it was like LaFisto, Mercedes. Honestly, like those were my top two, like, you know. And now like, man, like Miko Satomura, she's like one of my dream matches now. But there's so many like so many great freaking wrestlers now. I look up to a lot of them. But yeah.
No, great answer. And you mentioned the likes of a LaFisto. Let's talk about that match. I mean, not to be cliche again, but I mean, talk about a show stealer. What a great match. I watched it again today before the interview. Some great technical wrestling, some great spots in that one. It was fantastic. What did that mean to you to be a part of that match?
It was awesome because, like I said, that was a high-pressure situation because I wasn't even, like, supposed to go to the finals, you know, but then I ended up in the finals. So I know, like, I faced LaFisto once before in CZW, and I love having matches with her because I was very comfortable. I know even, like, at her age, she's still, like, willing to go, willing to, like, take anything, you know. So it was really, it was fun, but, like, it was nerve-wracking. It was. But thankfully, like, we were able to deliver. But she's amazing to work with. Just, you know, very sweet and, you know, just gives her knowledge of her experiences, which helps me, of course, you know. So it was awesome. But, yeah.
It was awesome. I'm clapping to hear. It really was awesome. And
before LaFisto hangs him up, she's going to get her in the ring one more time, and she's going to tap her out this time.
Oh,
I love it.
I would love to have another match with LaFisto, absolutely.
Oh, man, that would be fantastic. And obviously, you know, I saw you post on social media a while ago. That match was picked up and put on the WWE Network. Just real quick, what was your immediate reaction when you heard that news?
I didn't believe it. I woke up and then I saw somebody message me about it. And I was like, wait, what? Is that really happening? It's such a really cool feeling. Like, you know, I don't know. It's just, that's amazing. You know, like. Very fortunate, you know, very just fortunate that all that happened, you know.
How many wrestlers on the Goddess's roster can you type into the WWE Network and get a result from? One.
Wow.
Just one.
That's a statement right there, and no disrespect. We love our goddesses here, especially on the BCP, and I will say this. A lot of talent there, a lot of great people, a lot of great personas. Yes, we put everyone over here, but, you know, a lot of these ladies on the goddesses roster, I think they're going to be showing up, you know, who knows where in the next year or two. So we wish everyone the best. I see Gino shaking his head at my positivity over here. It's a power of positivity, Gino. And you know, speaking of you, Gino, let's throw it back to you, my man. I'm familiar with you through some of your clients and such, the likes of our good pal, Casey Navarro. I believe you may or may not have worked with our friend, Casey Catal. Tell us a little bit about kind of like your lineage working with these wrestlers and then how you kind of connected with Layla.
Pretty much I see talent and then I mold them and then I make them champions is what happens. I met Casey Navarro when he was 15 and he walked into school as a little baby. Boom, saw talent right away.
Yeah.
Where is he now? Blessed.
Yeah.
Does he have a little bit of an attitude on him now? You think that's a coincidence?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Casey Catal, where was she? She was some... The dudes in Long Island, you know, just a generic wrestler. She comes down to Jersey. She got a little bit of an attitude. Now she's killing it on the indies as some fucking hardcore queen of extreme. Then you get this broad.
Wow. No respect. Walk. Go ahead.
Walk into CZW, and there's this tiniest, little tum-tum just walking around, carrying the 2x4s and the rings, and like, hey, where's your mom? Is she going to come pick you up soon? But no, it was Layla, you know, a full-grown person. And then I got to see her in the ring, and she blew my mind. Just, you know, she's been in the ring not very long at all, but she picks it up like that. Quicker than somebody like Kurt Angle. She just gets in the ring, and she knows what she's doing. So, of course, I wanted to attach myself to that, because she's going to be a star. She's going to be rich and famous. And she's going to be, you know, have that extra room in the mansion for Gina.
You might be invited. You might be.
I'm moving in, and I'm not paying rent.
I don't know about that.
That's how that is.
Well, I see nothing but success, you know, seeing obviously Layla early on and where she's gotten in such a short amount of time. That's for sure. Now, Layla, you mentioned, you know, obviously, you know, being a fan, watching, then, you know, becoming more familiar with the indies. Where did you train? I think it was it Jersey? Was it more the CZW kind of guys? Was it Monster Factory? Where did you kind of start out training?
Yeah, it was CZW.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, that was my first school. But like now I'm over at Cheeseburger School in Bristol, PA.
With
him and Sumi Sakai. So yeah, those are like the two main places.
That's great. That's the secret right there. He's great. That's awesome to hear. And, you know, we talk about this goddesses roster. There's so much going on. Gino, you mentioned capturing gold. You know, you attach yourself to people and the quest for gold. Is there kind of like maybe an eye? I mean, you're fighting the number one contender here in the goddesses brand. Again, tickets are still available for the show Saturday. But I digress. Is the goddesses championship a goal for you guys right now?
That's the stupidest question I've ever heard in my life. Why would anybody get into a sport not to be the champion? It's like starting off the baseball season and saying, you know what? I don't feel like winning the World Series this year. Or getting into a boxing match and being like, you know what? Nah, I'm good today. I don't feel like fighting the champion. That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. Congratulations, you made that list. Well, so, yeah, right after she beats Christina Marie, who is your number one contender, that just makes her the number one contender. So, pretty much, if Vicky's ready that night, we can go home with the title this Saturday, but I'll digress. And after that, we'll wait for whatever gimmick match they want to throw at her because, you know, they want to keep their champion, Vicky, when she does all the promotions for them. We're not doing that. We're not going on 80s Mania. We're not doing all this promotion bullshit for them. We're coming in. We're taking their title. We're putting some respect on it is what we're doing for them. And we're doing what we want. And it'll never come off until we're ready to give it back. That's it. When somebody in Florida or Connecticut invites her up, that's when we'll give back the title. We're not going to lose the title. We're going to give it back one day. Okay?
Wow. I mean, you said it. I mean, I can't argue with that. For sure. And, you know, Layla, you have so much going for you right now. You talk about, and Gino, you touched on this a little bit, gimmick matches, that stuff, you know, TCW, the goddesses brand, they always raise the bar. I mean, literally raise the bar. They've had two cage matches at their last event. We talked about Christina Marie taking on Holiday in that cage match. Is that something you'd like to be more involved with? Have you done cage matches before, Layla? Is that something you'd like to be a part of?
No, I've actually never done one, but yeah, I would love to do one. 100% I would.
If it's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they get the
man. If the situation calls for it, okay? It's not just going to be some random Wednesday night in Jackson, New Jersey, and that she's going to be doing a moonsault off a cage. It's going to be the big time where there's a title on the line, the money's right, the crowd is packed, and it's going to be in the right time, all right? Not just any of these shows that you
want to
put on.
Just a journalist here, sir. Just asking the questions. And I did want to ask you this one. You talk about making the big time. You know, there's no doubt in my mind you guys are, you know, all you ladies are going places, especially in the goddesses brand. You know, 473, I believe, is that correct, on the PWI 500, and then number 70 in the PWI top 100 women's wrestlers. I mean,
this one you're talking about?
That would be the one. Wow. Yes, sir. That is correct. I mean, that's amazing. I know so many talents that have been on this show, and that's not a plug. Just, you know, I see dreams come true, man. I'm seeing some of my friends show up in some places. It warms my heart. I love to see dreams come true. When you see your name in, like, with those other names and in that magazine, what does that mean to you, Layla? That's amazing.
It means all my hard work is paying off.
Yeah.
You know, everything I'm doing is, you know, I'm doing it right. So seeing my name in that list, it just means like I'm all the work. Blah, I can't talk. All the hard work has paid off. And it's pretty awesome. Like, you know, because the list, like, it's so funny because, like, if I see, like, I've only been wrestling for, like, a little bit over 2.5 years now.
Yeah.
So I've wanted to be on a list, you know. So sometimes, like the times I didn't make it, I'm like, oh, whatever. I don't care about the list. But, no, I do care. So this year to be in the PWI 500 and then the women's 100, it is a pretty amazing feeling. An accomplishment, too, I would say.
It pisses me off.
Really?
Have you seen some of the names that are in front of her? It's kind of bullshit. There's a lot of those names that belong right in the back.
Yikes. We'll do UI review on the show. might be some editing in this episode. We're going to do a PWI 500 review. And again, I love seeing a lot of these great names on the list. Personally, I would have picked Adam Cole, to be number one over Moxie, but I digress. You talk about big things moving forward. Gina, you talk about like the, you know, those grand stages and all that kind of stuff. This is a fun fan question we always like to ask everyone. Layla, I don't know if you have any favorite bands or anything, but what live band would you love to have play you out to the ring?
Yeah, I was actually
going to
say, I would do Hailstorm.
Yes. Oh, Lizzie. Oh, my God. Have you seen them live?
No. And I mean, to be honest, I had no idea who they were until my music entrance song. So I really had, Zach.
Oh,
okay. He picked it for me. Yeah, because I needed a music entrance. And I was like, Zach, pick it. So he picked it. And I freaking love it. It just goes with everything I am, you know, like just my character, my charisma. So I would love for them to play my music entrance one day live. Yeah. That'd be really cool.
The first time I heard it, you were practicing your entrance at Cage of Death at the ECW Arena, which was so fucking cool.
That was dope.
That's where she beat Mercedes Martinez.
I did, yeah.
So she's coming out and the music hits and it's like, holy, this is goes exactly with the badass image that you're giving off. It's perfect.
Perfect, yep.
You know the song we're talking about, Mr. Misery?
Yes, I do. In fact, I was listening to Hailstorm a little while ago today. I love it. I've seen them live a few times. They're great. Drums are fantastic. She's fantastic. I digress. Now, Layla, did you say your dad helped you pick that? Is that what you said?
No. My friend Zach, he did the music and like all the stuff in CZW. So,
oh, okay.
He was like a backstage producer type of guy.
Yeah.
I understand. So I wanted to ask you this, like, again, another fun kind of fan question. You know, like here on the BCP, you know, we support the worlds of the indie wrestling and then a lot of the local music scene here in like the Asbury Park, New Jersey area. Do you play? Have you ever attempted to play like the guitar or sing or anything like that?
In fifth grade, I tried out for the drums. Failed.
That's me. That's yes.
I totally failed. So I ended up playing the trombone for 2 years. Completely sucked, but it was okay. Like, I tried, you know.
Why'd you fail at the drums? Couldn't hit the cymbals?
No. Yeah. Didn't get fired.
You know she can lock in an arm bar at any time, and I would try to stay on her good side. Just saying.
You're right. I got weapons around here, though, so.
He does, though. He does. I played a trombone, but I always was a big fan of, like, drums. I just felt like they were badass and cool. I guess I was never cool enough to make it, but it's all right.
I played the saxophone when I was a kid.
Did you suck at it?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, drummer, big drummer over here. So, Layla, I'll show you something sometime if we're ever back, you know, doing something on a pad. Drums are the best, so awesome. That's all I got. Very cool. But, you know, we talked about, you know, short-term goals, you know, in terms of the indie scene. What are the long-term goals moving forward? There's a lot going on in the wrestling world these days.
It's another stupid question.
There we go.
What are your long-term goals? I don't know. Maybe to get signed to a contract or major promotion? No, not in my list of things to do. I want to be on the indies making $25 every match for the next 20 years. That's what I want to do.
I mean, I'm actually, like, worth way more than $25.
That's all my goal is.
Yeah. But no, it is what he said, just to be a contracted wrestler. And, you know, hopefully that will be happening, you know?
Yeah, all the hard work you're putting in, no doubt in my mind, for sure. And to be fair, Gino, you know, we do ask this question a lot on the show. For the fans, they want to know. I've had people come back and say, like, hey, you know, I want to keep doing the indie thing. You know, some people, you know, they actually do make a living doing the indie thing. I've had one person say, hey, I want to open a school. So, you never know. Who knows down the road? To be fair. Layla, if... you know, this could be, you know, kind of hypothetical. Like, if you were to choose, you know, and a lot of these organizations, we're seeing, you know, the women's tag team belts kind of come back in a lot of these organizations and organizations. We're seeing them rumored to come back in a lot of these organizations. We're seeing a lot of these women's tag tournaments coming about. If you could choose hypothetically, you know, it could be a tag team partner like right now on the indies or more so. Let's go past, present, future. Maybe like a legend. Would there be, and it could be male or female, what would be like an ideal tag team partner for you?
I think for what, so say we did guys, it'd probably be Kurt Angle or Taz for sure.
Love it.
Man, with females, maybe Lefisto.
Wow.
Maybe Jazz.
Oh, Jazz, yeah.
Jazz and you would be pretty bad.
Jazz, yes. And Mika Satomura.
Yeah. Jazz just retired. That's a great question. And again, not to be cliche here, but, you know, the fans want to know, what's the dream match right now? What's the dream? We can go past, present, future. We can, you know, would it be Kurt Angle?
I mean, that would be amazing. But I think right now I want to get in the ring with Mika Satomura.
Nice.
I got to like meet her in Japan, and oh man, just yeah, she's just meeting her was just like, let's get in the ring right now.
You didn't get a chance to?
Huh?
You didn't get a chance to?
I to get in the ring with her?
Yeah.
No, but she's with Sendai, so you can't really do both. I don't think. But tell me she wanted to wrestle me, so that was really cool. So, yeah, it would be one of my dreams.
So, in the future, we'll defend the Goddesses Championships against her.
Actually, yes, that's the only person I'll defend it against.
That's it.
Book it, yes.
More fan questions here, Layla, if that's okay. Favorite match of all time, I guess, I don't know if that was meant for that you've been a part of or maybe that you saw on TV. Well, I'll ask you both, I guess. What was your favorite match that you were a part of? I mean, I have some guesses. And then a favorite match that you watched on TV.
So I guess like wrestling Mercedes Martinez, that was a pretty special moment for me.
Yeah.
And then stepping in the ring with Lefisto in Germany, that was like another pretty sweet moment. One of my favorite matches I've seen on TV. Oh, man.
You just, if you have one, maybe it's like a WrestleMania you watched. Maybe it was something with Aang. I'm getting a feeling it's more of a technical one. That's kind of my...
I actually just showed her Taz's debut at the Garden versus Kurt Angle.
Yes. Oh, there you go. That's good.
Yeah, I was there for that one. That was an intense time.
That's awesome. Do you guys kind of try to keep up? Like, I know you guys are concentrating on the indies and all that stuff. Do you guys kind of keep up with like the current products on TV and all that?
At times, it depends what's going on. Yeah.
It's tricky nowadays, and I'll ask you guys this kind of, you know, not get political or anything like that, but, you know, we see, you know, obviously 2020 has been very strange. You know, we see kind of the lack of fans on television. You know, they're making all sorts of, you know, I guess I'll ask you guys from a performing perspective. We see all sorts of adjustments, whether it be the Thunderdome, whether it be performers at ringside, whether it be limited capacity crowds. I'll ask you this, Layla. How important is it to you being a competitor to have those fans there, to have that feedback? You know, right now we started out doing drive-in shows here in Jersey. Now we're doing socially distant shows. How much do the fans mean to you when you're in the ring?
Everything. Because you go off the fans. You know what I mean? So they help like to keep the energy and just like you just get the whole vibe from them. So they're very important. So like when you don't have them, it sucks, you know, because you like you feed off the fans. So if you don't have them, you have to like just, I don't know,
And you've done them both. You've been in front of 5 people at Dojo Wars and a couple of 100 people at other shows. So
yeah,
she knows the best of both worlds.
Yeah, it's true. I think a lot of wrestlers, when they start, you know, we get to experience that, you know, with no fans and then like thousands of fans.
And honestly, I think it's easier the more fans there is.
Yeah, I think
the more people there are in the arena, the easier it is to perform out there. It's a less intimate thing. You don't hear everybody's specific comments.
That's true.
You just hear the roar of the crowd and you can feed off of it and do what you need to and adjust when you need to.
Yeah, feed off the energy.
That's great. Yeah, fans are so important, man. We're so appreciative to have any wrestling these days. You know, there's not really like arena stuff right now that we can go to. So as fans here and journalists, we're happy to have any sort of wrestling these days.
Wrestling fans are also just giant pieces of garbage.
Wait, what's that?
Wrestling fans are also giant pieces of garbage.
You know, this is why I did not ask you that question, Gito. another fun fan question here. The favorite, I guess, pizza spot they're asking. I guess we always do like a lot of food stuff here. Do you have like a favorite pizza stuff? Are you a pizza person?
Yeah, I love pizza.
Wow,
I love food in general.
Oh, yeah,
I love food. My favorite is bread. I love bread.
Really?
Yeah.
So as a wrestler, you know, obviously you see a lot of these guys, like they stay away from the carbs and stuff. So do you kind of have to like manage the bread? You're always working out, right?
Yeah. Like my thing is like, I'll eat good Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends I have a little fun, you know?
She just ate about 2 pounds of chicken cutlets, a half a loaf of bread, half a bowl of mozzarella.
I did, yeah, whatever.
She ate nice. She eats good when she comes here.
I do. I love to eat though. So yeah.
That's awesome. You guys are making me hungry already. But this was great. I do want to be respectful of your guys' time. This was a lot of fun, even with you, Gino. But I did want to say this before we get out of here. Layla, again, we keep saying how you've accomplished so much in just a short amount of time. Thank you so much, Gino.
You weren't looking up,
so. Just any advice you would have to like some of these, you know, indie wrestlers that are trying to get to that next level, trying to get over, trying to connect with the fans, trying to work on their in-ring stuff. Any advice you would have?
Well, you said it. I think for me, it's to get to training and train as much as possible. Like, I'm lucky because I have amateur wrestling background, so I picked it up really quick. But for like the younger people, like get in the ring as much as possible. You know, and travel with good people, though. So surround yourself with good people. I think that's why I'm successful in a way, because I had good people that believed in me. You know, was one of them. You know, I know he doesn't come off like that. He's one of them, though. He's helped me a lot. So that's what I would say. Like, just get in the ring, train as much as possible. Always be respectful and humbled. But yeah, just surround yourself with good people. They're going to want to have you succeed, you know.
Very, very well said. That was awesome. And continued success for you, Layla. Before we get out of here, though, we're all about the shameless promo here on the BCP. Where can everyone follow you guys on social media, get your merch, all that good stuff?
You just want to know your social media.
No, I know.
I don't know what your social media is.
I thought you could do like,
all right.
All right. I thought you can like make it like exciting.
I don't know what your ads are.
You do know.
I can type it in, it pops up.
Oh my God. All right. So
I'll type it in and I'll
pop up. Hold on. No, you suck, Gino. All right. So you can find me at Legit Layla Hirsch. I think that's what it is. On Twitter. I don't even know it myself, to be honest. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter.
It's not. Legit underscore Layla.
Whatever. Legit. Be like them.
Just fucking Google Layla Hirsch.
I'll tag you in the interview. Don't worry.
I'm on there. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yeah.
That's where you can find me at.
Well, this is a lot of fun, guys. Thank you so much, Layla. This was an honor. Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. I look forward to seeing you Saturday at Goddesses of War. Tickets are still available. It's going to be a great match, guys. I can't wait.
Are you calling her match? Are you sitting there the whole time? Are you doing a select number?
This is not about me in any way, shape, or form, but yes, I will be making my debut on commentary along. Technically, yes, I believe I will be calling said match.
Oh, so you'll be there the whole show?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so just know I'll be listening back. And if there's anything I don't like, we're going to have another conversation.
Oh, boy.
Make sure you learn the move names. Come up with something a little creative. That'll be nice. And make sure you put her over to the moon. And bury Christina Marie in that funny haircut. You know, Christina Marie used to be this powerlifting superstar wrestler. Every single day of quarantine, Layla Hirsch has been working out and training. What is Christina Marie doing? She's like this supermodel now, posing in bikinis and going to the pool. She's not a killer anymore. She's got content, and she's just another pretty face, and we're going to break her arm. And then after that, Vivian Vicky, or whatever her name is, I don't even know where she came from, Staten Island or something like that. We're going to send her back across the bridge, beltless, and we're just taking over. Tell all your friends we said that.
I 100% will. I sure do hope you like puns, Gino, because I got a ton of them for commentary.
And who makes the matches? Bunny? See Bunny?
C-Bunny is the manager, and of course, Billy Charles and AG are running, obviously.
Yeah, she's like the general manager now, so make
sure. It's not me, guys. It's all him. Sorry, it's not me. I love C-Bunny.
Throw him in an R bar for me, please, will you? Shout out to our friend C-Bunny, who just put out a great documentary. Check that out on YouTube. Yeah, very great. But you guys, for real, thank you so much for a few minutes. This was an honor to have you guys on the show. You know, stay safe and lots of success, obviously, moving forward. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. All right. Well, before I get the stare of death and Gino punches me through the Skype call here, as we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive. Stay positive, Gino. Take care of each other. We're out. Peace.
Peace.